Welcome to Vegetarianism, the noble way of living on Supreme Master Television. Today we are preparing vegan calamari. Our ingredients include dry gluten, rice flour, hot sauce, oil, mushroom seasoning, sugar, and salt. Our first step will be combining the water with the dry gluten. You need to put the gluten in hot water for about 10 minutes until they get soft and easy to work with. Once they are soft, you can squeeze out all of the excess water so you can start tearing them into tiny little strips. The strips does not have to be identical. It's okay to have bigger strips or smaller strips based on your preferences. And I have already prepared a bowl of 7 pieces of gluten already stripped up. And now we can start combining the ingredients. First, you need to put 1 tablespoon of oil. Half a tablespoon of mushroom seasoning. 1/4 of a tablespoon of sugar, and 1/2 a tablespoon of salt. Now you can start combining them together. Make sure the ingredients are well combined so you can taste every bit of the things in there. Towards the end, you can also add 1/2 a tablespoon of hot sauce. Make sure you mix it evenly. You do not want a chunk of hot sauce on one piece. Okay, that's about good. And the last thing you need to do is pour in 1/2 a cup of rice flour. All of it. You want to coat these strips with flour so they're well dry. You don't want to clump them together also, so make sure you stir them. And while you stir them, you can also turn on your stove. The oil needs to be on medium high so you won't burn the tiny little strips. Just coat them for 2 more minutes and it'll be ready to fry. It's okay to have a little bit of excess flour on the bottom. You don't need those. As long as the strips are dry, it's good. One way to test if your oil is hot enough is by sticking your chopstick inside of the oil. And once you see the bubbles going up, then you know that it's ready. Then we can start putting in our vegan calamari. Put them in a little bit at a time because you don't want them all to stick together. Make sure to have them separated. You can use any tools you like, but I like to use this chopstick. It's easier to work with for me. Once you see them kind of brown, brownish golden brown, you can start taking them out. Don't over fry them, because when you over fry them, it can be too hard and it's not good when you eat them later on. It's almost done. you can see, the color on them is golden brown. That's perfect. Make sure you let the oil drain down so you wouldn't be eating too many oils. Cook them in batches. The rice flour will help it get crunchy faster than normal flour. So make sure you use rice flour. If they stick together, you can use your chopstick to separate them. As you can see, they're starting to resemble real calamaris, but of course it's 100% vegan. My sister loves to eat these with ketchup, just like French fries. I personally like to eat them alone, but my whole family loves to eat it with salad. I will show you how to prepare them in salads. You can use any type of vegetables you like. In this bowl right here, I have red cabbages, but of course you can use any type of cabbage you like. Bell peppers, any colors would be fine. I have baby tomatoes or grape tomatoes and any type of lettuce. I will be preparing the bell peppers first. You can cut it into wedges or any type of shapes you like. I'm only going to be using two wedge. You can take the middle out. Chop them into thin slices. Next is green lettuce. You can cut these any ways you like. I'll just cut them into thin little strips. And last is our red cabbages. Again, I'm cutting them into thin little strips. I'm only using three big leaves of it. You can take the middle part out. Once you're finished cutting, we can start preparing the salad. You can assemble the lettuce, the cabbage, and the bell pepper any way you like. I like to start with my greens. It's going to be the bed for the calamari. Layering it up with the red cabbage. And sprinkle the bell peppers over. And the last layer, you can add some small tomatoes. Just a few would be good. And now you can start putting the vegan calamari in the middle. There you have it. Thank you for joining us on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television with more constructive programming. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples. God bless you and your loved ones.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.